The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Rachel Maddow just suffered an epic on-air meltdown that's going viral for all the wrong reasons. I'm about to show you the exact moment Rachel Maddow realized nobody believes her lies anymore. Her ratings are in an absolute freefall. MSNBC is hemorrhaging viewers, and she's so desperate that she's now taking her on-air rants to whole new levels of utter absurdity. Unfortunately, no one's listening. No one's given her the time of day. The numbers I'm about to reveal prove that the American people have completely tuned out the liberal media's hysteria, most especially Rachel Maddow.
And, you know, listen, you can narrow or widen the aperture as much as you want. You can look at the very big picture or the small local picture anywhere in the country. And we try to do as much of both of those things as we can every week here on this show. But whether you're looking at small scale local stories or the biggest picture stories about what's happening in our country, the story is the same. And it is now an undeniable thing. We have crossed a line. We are in a place we did not want to be, but we are there. The thing we were all warning about for the last few years is not coming. It is here. We are in it. This is what it likes, it turns out. This is what it's like, right? It's August. It's a Monday. Every day the sun rises and the sun sets, and there are, you know, sports and movies, and there are new hit songs. There are scandals here and there. There are crimes. There's everybody's personal quotient of family drama and health worries and money worries and falling in and out of love and in and out of faith. Life has not stopped, and none of our personal lives have stopped. But also, at the same time, life in the United States is profoundly changing, is profoundly different than it was even 6 months ago. Because we do now live in a country that has an authoritarian leader in charge. We have a consolidating dictatorship in our country.
Does she even hear herself? I mean, seriously, who's writing the scripts? Who's in charge of the teleprompter she's reading from? Because can't they see how she completely contradicted herself there? We're in a dictatorship. Life has profoundly changed in our country. We're in an authoritarian dictatorship. Life as we know it has fundamentally changed. But how did she set that all up? How did she cue it up? You heard her. It's August. It's Monday. Every day the sun rises. The sun sets. There are sports. There are movies. There are new hit songs. There are scandals here and there. We all have our relationships. We all have our ups and downs. I mean, you hear her? She's admitting life is completely normal. Americans are going about their daily business. And as it turns out, polls show they're actually quite happy with how things are being governed. Far more than life under Biden. Life is good. Life is normal. And yet, even admitting that, she tries to convince her dwindling audience that we're in some kind of life-altering authoritarian nightmare. I mean, this is the kind of contradictory nonsense that's become commonplace for Maddow of late. But that's just how it starts. That's just the tip of the iceberg. I want to see, if you guys put it in the comments, I want to see if you can identify the logical fallacy in what she's about to say next.
And it sounds melodramatic to say it, I know, but just go with that for a minute, right? Think in melodramatic terms. Think in cinematic terms. Imagine the cartoon-level caricature of what you think a dictatorship looks like. I mean, it's secret police, right? A massive, anonymous, unbadged, literally masked, totally unaccountable internal police force that apparently has infinite funding, but no identifiable leadership, and they act in ways designed to instill maximum fear and use maximum force. I mean, when you imagine an authoritarian country, right, what you imagine is masked secret police breaking people's car windows and snatching people off the streets and out of church parking lots and courtroom hallways and taking them away with no charges, no notice, no paperwork, no explanation, not letting them see lawyers, and then moving them secretly to what are effectively black site prisons where they won't tell you who's there and where no one's allowed in to see what's going on.
So did you catch it? Are you catching the fallacy that basically infects the whole of her unhinged rant? What Maddow's doing there is a textbook example of the fallacy of equivocation, okay? Ascribing a meaning to a situation that's completely irrelevant to what's actually happening. And liberals do this all the time. So in this case, ICE agents who are having to protect their faces because of liberal lunatic doxers, that facial protection is now suddenly evidence of them being secret police. According to Rachel, they're hiding their faces not because they're being doxed by members of Rachel's dwindling left-wing audience, but because that's what dictatorial regimes do. They send out secret police. Or note, she claims they're completely unaccountable. No one's stopping them. They're unaccountable. Well, Rachel, no one's stopping them because they're acting in accordance with the law. There's no law against abiding by the law, unless, of course, you're a left-wing lunatic who sees the law itself as unjust. And then she says, you know, they act in ways to instill maximum fear. Yes, Rachel, criminals should be fearful of being caught. A society where lawbreakers aren't fearful of breaking the law is the very definition of a failed society. Again, this is the fallacy of equivocation. In this case, she's ascribing one meaning to a situation that's completely irrelevant to what's actually happening in that situation. Where's the evidence that ICE agents are doing anything other than holding lawbreakers accountable? Where's the evidence that they're snatching American citizens off the streets and sending them to El Salvador? I mean, the best they could come up with was the Maryland man hoax, right? A freaking illegal migrant human trafficking Salvadoran citizen relabeled as a Maryland man. That's the best that they were able to come up with. But we're going to take her rant out with one single kill shot. I'm going to show you exactly the fallacy that undergirds the whole of everything that she just said there. But if we are honest, Rachel Maddow proves that what passes for journalism today is really a little more than politically charged activism with a headline slapped on top. Truth gets buried under layers of spin, agenda, and algorithm-driven narratives. So that's why I turn to Ground News. It cuts through all the noise and shows you exactly what's happening. Ground News brings together headlines from over 50,000 sources across the globe, but what really makes it powerful is its transparency. You don't just see the stories, you see the political bias behind every source, the ownership ties, and the coverage breakdown across the spectrum. That's why over a million people have downloaded Ground News. See for yourself at ground.news/Steve. My favorite feature is the blind spot feed. It shows you which stories are blowing up on one side of the aisle, but barely mentioned on the other. It's the clearest way to see the media bias in action. So here's an example of a story barely getting any traction on the right. Joe Rogan just accused the Trump administration of gaslighting its own supporters over the Epstein scandal. So it's a rare moment as someone on the right openly calling out Trump's team in such blunt terms. And here's one the left is completely ignoring. Reports say Kash Patel discovered burn bags stuffed with classified documents tied to the Trump-Russia probe. So in other words, there may have been a deliberate effort to destroy evidence, yet almost no one on the left wants to touch it. With every story, Ground News shows the entire spectrum of who's reporting from left, right, and center, how reliable each source is, and who owns each outlet. It's everything the corporate press doesn't want you to see. Right now, you can get 40% off the Vantage plan, which gives you unlimited access to all the features that I personally use for about $5 per month. Just visit ground.news/Steve, click the link description, or scan the QR code. That's ground.news/Steve.
Right, and that kind of a cartoon caricature of an authoritarian country, the one you might have imagined in melodramatic and cinematic terms ever before we got here, you would expect, right, that you'd have a scapegoated minority group, blamed for all things. In our case, immigrants, right? And the new extraordinary powers and shows of force by the secret police, among other things, all these extraordinary powers and shows of force will be framed as necessary to stop this terrible internal enemy, right? Frame everything as immigration enforcement. Because for immigration enforcement, not only is all force justified, but maximum force is preferred. And they're trying to make it into a national entertainment to threaten to feed immigrants to alligators in South Florida. Right? They're making them eat off dishes on the floor, like they're dogs. The Chrome Detention Center in Florida.
So did you catch it? Did you catch it? What is the ultimate fallacy that undergirds everything she just ranted about there? The analogies she tried to pull off, right? Secret police, terrorizing people, snatching them off the streets, throwing them in the backs of vans, you know, all that, right? Denying due process, all this sort of stuff. You know, just like they did in the Soviet Union. Rachel, the Soviet Union did that to their own citizens. Authoritarian regimes, dictatorial regimes, terrorize their own citizens, Rachel. That's the difference. When you, quote, terrorize people who should not be in the country in the first place, people were only here because they've broken our laws, that's not called terrorizing. It's called law enforcement. It's no wonder MSNBC's ratings are in the tank. Rachel Maddow's viewership has crashed. She's lost 22% of her total audience since Trump's election victory. She's down 29% in the key 25 to 54 age demographic. MSNBC's viewership is in a total free fall. Primetime viewership is down 15% year over year. Their key demo is down 20% despite Maddow's return. And their total day viewership, it's plummeted 26%. But Rachel Maddow's meltdown is just part of a larger liberal media collapse. I mean, they're calling everything Trump does authoritarian at this point. They're claiming basic law enforcement is dictatorship. They're losing viewership because more Americans than ever see through their lies. I mean, these are the people that told us Joe Biden was as sharp as a tack. These are the people that told us that his border was secure, that the Bidenomics gave us the greatest economy in the history of humanity. Nobody buys the legacy media's BS anymore. So let Rachel rant. Let her equivocation, let her mindless meltdowns, let her have at it. After all, no one's there to listen anymore. We're in it, gang. A historic shift is unfolding all around us. The fall of globalism, the rise of a new conservative age, and I explain exactly what's happening and why in my most important book yet, America Awaken. This book gives you the full picture, how we got here, what it means, and what you need to know to be on the right side of history. Do not wait. Go to americaawaken.us and order your copy today. The next chapter has already begun.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.